Red FM Breakfast
with Now. There goes the alarm. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.
Gigi Perry, Sailor Song, 6:42 in the morning.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
All right, my lovely, what's going on?
Good morning. Alan Carr is set to star in Celebrity Traitors. Have you seen The Traitors?
Traitors is supposed to be brilliant, yeah.
Supposed to be brilliant. And chatty man Alan Carr is set to become a ratty man and join the Celebrity Traitors. He's in talks to join the show, presenter Claudia Winkleman, and it could also include Ab Fab's Jennifer Saunders in Scotland next year.
So the idea behind Traitors is there's a load of people and you got to work out which one of the... Or there could be a couple of traitors in the group, which you, through hanging out with them and through different tasks and everything, you try and find out who's the traitor.
Yeah. Would you be a good traitor?
Would I be a good traitor?
Yeah.
Should the gang across the road have called me that all day?
Oh my dear. And we're off.
And we're out.
Anywho, if he signs... If he signs, it will be his first reality TV gig as a contestant.
Oh, lovely.
There you go. That's Alan Carr. Fan rage at rip-off €335 LP by Adele.
Okay.
€335 for the LP.
For a bit of vinyl.
Correct.
A bit of plastic.
Adele fans have blasted her new vinyl box set as a rip-off. Weekends with Adele is a limited edition 3LP set from the singer's Las Vegas residency.
And three vinyls.
Yep.
Yeah.
It includes a 56... Hang on now. That's not all you're getting for your €335.
There might be a knock-off Rolex in there as well.
It includes a 56-page photo book in a fold-out box mirroring the stage.
Fold-out box and you can build your own stage.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And it also comes with a bag of mini confetti.
What?
From the show.
A bag of?
Mini confetti.
Lovely.
From the shows. So, yeah.
All right.
It's worth it, I think.
£350.
35. Are you listening?
Okay, sorry. 335 for three bits of plastic vinyl and some booklet.
I mean, that's nothing when you consider that. I mean, she was charging up to 1,180 for her run of 10 shows in Munich earlier in the year.
For a ticket?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Up to that.
Didn't they build that whole place for her that where when she was in Munich, the whole thing was, it was like Adele World?
It's like a village, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know someone that went twice.
What?
Yeah.
Any good?
Yeah, love Adele. So.
Was there a big crowd at that now?
There was a good local turnout.
Yeah, that's great to hear.
So anyway, if you want to spend the €335, you can do that next April, weekends with Adele. Finally for now, Ice Girl Mel B. Do you like it?
Ice Girl. Not Spice Girl. She's into ice baths now, no doubt.
Ice baths. Yoga in a baking hot sauna followed by a plunge in an outdoor ice bath. Clearly, it takes a lot to scare Scary Spice. It's part of her 2-hour-long 7-step health regime.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Do you have any weird kind of fitness routines and regimes like that? No?
No.
No. Are you a nice bathy person?
Oh, God, no. No, no. I'm cold enough as it
is. I'd actually die in one of them, I'd say.
Did you ever get in, though?
No, I did a cold plunge, all right, up in Place Centre Park.
They
have this cold plunge thing you can jump into, and that is just... Heart attack central.
Is it?
It's amazing. You come out feeling incredible.
No, I find it even tough now to go into the sea, let alone an ice bath.
Do you know there's pubs in Cork now that have ice baths?
Sorry?
Yeah.
For what reason? So be up?
Horsing drunk people into it.
Ah, they don't.
They do. No, there's a pub on Barrack Street. It's called Rosie Madigan's. And in the back of Rosie's, and I guarantee you, if you rang them now, there'll be people in an ice bath. In Rosie's, they've put in two ice baths and a sauna out the back of the pub, right beside the smoking area.
Clever gang.
And they have it all. Like, people can go in and do whatever they need to do, rent it out and rent out the sauna and use their ice baths. Where are you going to get an ice bath in the middle of the city? Genius.
And I presume they close that then in the evenings.
It's open like from the morning right through the day. You book it and go head in and go in for your ice bath.
There isn't a hope they're leaving that open at 11 o'clock at night on a Saturday.
Oh no, it's there's nobody getting in for a swim that hour of the night.
Because they would.
Yeah, they would.
Because they would.
Yeah.
But she's been showing off the routine, which also involved stripping off in an infrared sauna for an absorption session and walking in the rain. I don't know, it's a bit mad.
Oh, I do like an ice bath, me. I like to dip me mouth into the ice bath.
I'm doing an impression of you, man. I'm not doing an impression of Mel B. Sorry, Mel.
Oh, it's very cold on me roof.
Best life.
I'm Mel B, and you're watching Bolt Selector, your complete set of f***ed you.
Red FM Breakfast with KC, switching on Christmas.
Down in Turner's Cross, they're on standby, waiting and ready to go. Hopefully, can you hear anything there? Kira?
Good morning from Bun Skull Crease Free, KC!
Good morning, gang!
I am here with all of the amazing boys and girls, and they are ready to switch on Christmas! Boys and girls, are we all excited for Santa Claus coming to town? Can you say, ho, 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 Santa? Casey, we are so excited to do the countdown now. Boys and girls, are we ready?
Let's go!
Okay, here we go.
10 Turner's Cross, amazing. Bun Skull Crease Tree, thank you so much. Hey everybody, it's Christmas.
Yes.
How are we feeling? Are we okay?
Finally. Feeling festive.
What about the mayo jumper? Are you loving this?
I love the mayo jumper.
You got it from me.
I did.
Red FM Breakfast with KC, switching on Christmas.
Kira, beautiful. Thank you, Bun Skull, Crease Tree, Turner's Cross. Give us a massive happy Christmas, everybody. Amazing. Christmas is switched on. 400 kids Down in Bunskull, Cree Street, in Turner's Cross, officially switching on Christmas on Cork's Good Times Red FM. You okay now?
That was class.
Are you happy?
I'm so thrilled.
Oh my God.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, everybody. It's on. We can do it now. We can talk about it now.
Absolutely. Nolly Connor.
And Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. Get used to it now. You're going to hear this, I don't know, 7,000 times between today
and tomorrow.
And tomorrow. Did you ever hear the version of Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas, when she needs to sneeze?
Red FM.
This is interesting, Katie Jane.
Yes.
TikTok are going to ban teenagers from doing what? Using filters.
Oh, good.
Isn't that mad?
Yes, but I get it.
Yeah, so it's basically to do with rising anxiety and self-esteem issues.
Yeah.
When kids can't put up a normal photograph of themselves, they have to increase the size of their eyes or, you know, change their lips or what, all of that stuff.
Yeah, unrealistic beauty standards.
Yeah, exactly. The under 18s will in coming weeks be blocked from artificially making their eyes bigger, plumping up their lips and smoothing out their skin tone, and the restrictions will apply to filters and Bold Glamour, that app as well that you can add.
Yeah. That's filters. Good.
It's good. There's going to be uproar.
Probably, but yeah. Sure, look.
Yeah.
Such are teenagers.
What's the next TikTok? There's always something coming up the line. What's the next thing?
Oh, there is one that's upcoming. I think it's exploded in the US at the moment. It is we listen, we don't judge, and we listen. So it's a couple, and he says, when there's chaos in the house, I actually go and hide in the bathroom for half an hour, and then they both have to say together, "We listen, and there is no judgment." Do you get it?
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Telling secrets that they do in the house within their relationship. And
okay, so that's the latest trend thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just wondering, what's the next TikTok itself? You know, there's always another platform coming up the back.
I don't know, but the next Twitter is Blue Sky.
Blue Sky, I've heard about that. And also, what's the is Be Real popular?
I don't know.
You know, where you have to take a photo for it.
Yeah. It wasn't for me.
Social media is too much work, to be honest with you. Yeah. It really is.
Hard enough trying to keep up with Instagram.
Trying to keep up with the real world. VIPs, what's happening?
Dorothy's ruby slippers are set to sell.
Okay.
2 million they're expected to get. I don't know if you remember, but they were actually robbed in 2018.
That's right, yeah. I remember that story.
And the FBI found them in a Tupperware box.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so they were stolen in 2005, found in 2018, and now they're going to be auctioned on the... something of December. But okay. Anyway, there also is going to be auctioned on the day is the black pointed hat worn by Margaret Hamilton's Wicked Witch of the West. The shoes, they reckon, will get about 2 million.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting because of the year of Wicked.
Do you reckon as a woman you've spent 2 million on shoes so far?
I've never had 2 million. Okay. I've spent a lot of money, but I've never had 2 million to spend.
I know, but you're going to get the farm and everything back home, aren't you?
Can you not say that and announce that on the radio, please? I won't be able to open the DM.
Some catch. Loads of frontage. Lads. Frontage like you've never seen before.
Netflix releases trailer for season 2 of Squid Game.
Is Squid Game coming back?
It's coming back.
Squid Game 2.
Squid Game 2. The dark drama series first landed on Netflix in September 2021 and became an instant global hit, as we well know. And season 2 is going to be available on Netflix from St. Stephen's Day.
How many acres? How many acres are we talking
about this?
That says about
300
acres.
And it's rubbish land anyway. It's all mountainous.
Hey, mountains make money too. Depends what's in them. Sorry, you were saying about Squid Game. It's on Stephen's Day. It's going to be... Are they dropping the whole lot of it now, or is it they giving you kind of an episode a week kind of job? We'll wait and see.
Let the new games begin only on Netflix December
20th. Sport with Simply Suits.
So after last night's phenomenal performance of Caoimhín Kelleher, you reckon he is without doubt the new Liverpool number one?
I think Alisson's going to have a job in his hands to get that starting spot back.
What a game last night.
Brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. Thoroughly enjoyed.
Like, you would say the Liverpool were stunning. Probably, like, the greatest football team ever.
Well,
I mean, phenomenal. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Switching on Christmas.
Lads and ladies, just before we went to Bunskull, Creestree and Turner's Cross to switch on Christmas. By the way, those kids did an incredible job.
Pull the bus.
They were fabulous. Wonderful. They sounded fantastic.
Over 400 of them rammed into the Hollamore. I was recording some audio off air, and just before we went to Kira, we were playing Chapel Roan on air. Hot to go.
No way.
They were going nuts. I've never seen energy like it.
It's like they've been practicing it for the Christmas concert.
You know, they just burst into Chapel Roan. Phenomenal stuff. Well done, gang. And thank you to all of the amazing teachers and all the helpers and the whole staff of Bunskull Creestree for being so welcoming to our gang down there this morning to switch on Christmas. So much good stuff happening on Christmas. Who's excited for the Ferris wheel and the carousel?
Oh, God, yeah.
Situated on the Grand Parade. That's back. Cork City Christmas Market at Emmett Place. Thursday to Sunday. Saturday 30th of November to Saturday 22nd. Solace is back as well.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the large scale public lighting installation taking place this year on the Grand Parade. That's going to begin tomorrow at 4 p.m. That's going to be switched off. Anyone been to Winterlea?
No.
I have. It was great.
Winterlea was great fun. Yeah, if you're going down to Super Valley Park, Ickwave, that is on until the 19th of January. If you want to do some ice skating, you can head there. Market, down the Marina Market, they're going to have their ice skating, and Santa will be there very soon. And it always looks incredible at Christmas. So that is up and running. The RDJ Santa cycle as well.
That's great.
I love seeing this.
Every year, yeah.
Have you ever done it, Roar?
No.
It's basically.
What can you two do with this?
Thousands of Santas. People just dressed up as Santa cycling for charity.
Let's do it.
It's brilliant.
Cycling through Cork dressed as Santa December with 500 other Santas in support of Cork charities. This year, 100% of the proceeds go to Pieta House to support child services. Triskel Arts Centre will be showing Christmas movies. Cork Opera House and the Everyman have the pantomime, obviously. We've got Cinderella and Red Riding Hood. Nanonagle Place have a Christmas market as well. It's officially started. It's begun and Cork is rocking. Right, stand by for €200,000. That'll be some Christmas you'll have if you get the cash machine call. We'll get you involved in that next. Hang on. Red FM Breakfast with KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM. Morning.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
There's Katie Jane in for Victoria.
Good morning, gang.
6:17 is the time. Roads are in okay, Nick, this morning, but it's pretty wet out there, so could be slippy. Just take it easy. What have we got for you on the papers this morning? Front of the Sun. It's a Maclash. What could that be? I'll give you the headline, you give me the story. It's a Maclash. You're straight into the makeup counter in Brown Thomas, aren't you?
Yeah, that was it.
Of course. Yeah, Maclash from the Sun, aka the pun. It's a backlash is what they're getting at because big brands are snubbing. Disgraced brawler Conor McGregor and his partner is still standing by him. So bars and gyms and retailers are dumping products linked to the fallen star after a civil jury found he had assaulted Nikita Hand, reads the front of the Sun this morning. Dee Devlin came out with some astonishing posts yesterday on her Instagram, which were very much screenshotted and posted across the world.
Yeah, they're in the papers and things today.
Yeah, about her... her stance with it all and her completely standing by Conor and saying that she will warn her sons that women like you exist was a comment that she made. So standing by Conor, not sure why, because why is it every time I play mention that name that sound effect just happens anyway? That was Dee's view, not mine, of course. Obviously, did you see the Liverpool game last night?
No, I wouldn't be me.
Wouldn't be no interest at all.
No.
Real Madrid, we beat them 2-0. It was an absolutely incredible game, and I just want to say I'm very proud of the boys last night. Well done, lads.
Proud of the boys.
Proud of the
boys. The boys don't know that you exist. This drives me spare.
How dare you? I have Mo Salah on speed dial here. Actually.
You do.
I do, yeah.
You do.
Do you want me to ring him right now?
Yes, please.
Do you want me to ring Mo Salah right now?
I would like you to.
Give me my phone's out of my desk charging. I will. Give me 2 minutes, I'll ring him there.
Oh, you're all excuses.
What? I'm all excuses.
You're all excuses.
Anyway, well done. Quaven Kelleher, the Cork man, saved a penalty last night.
Mm-hmm.
Again, another one.
Well done.
And then Mo went down the other side and missed a penalty, which is completely unlike him. But there's an interesting story going around about Pep Guardiola, the Man City manager. And his face is covered in scrapes, and it looks like he was in a brawl outside, you know, a chipper.
Weird.
But Pep says he caused the marks on his head himself. He was so frustrated with the game from the night before, where they went 3-0 up, and then the game ended 3-3. They let three goals in. That he was so agitated that he scraped his own head. And there are photographs of him in that pose. And I can imagine when you're that angry, you could do that without really.
For God's sake, it's a ball around a field.
It's not. It's more than that now.
It's not.
It's the Champions League. It's a big one. It's a moneymaker.
It's not worth destroying your face.
It isn't worth having a cutty nose over. But it did look like he was in a scrap in the dressing room. But he said no, he caused it himself. So all the old conspiracy theorists can chill out on that one. Have you heard of a band called Motorhead?
Yes.
Motorhead would have been
yes.
a rock band. There's a fella, the lead singer Lemmy, was a bit of an icon.
Yeah.
So Lemmy, who passed away a few years ago, his ashes are now getting a new home, and it's at a Stringfellows nightclub.
Brilliant.
Where he spent quite a considerable amount of his time and his money.
Put me in the Grand in Killarney.
Put you into the Grand?
Put me in the Grand.
Where in the Grand?
Just hang me up over the dance floor in the disco ball, I'd say.
Oh, so we pour your ashes into a disco ball. And
brilliant.
And you will forever illuminate the dance floor.
Sounds good.
All right.
Sounds good.
Try and hang around for a bit longer if you don't mind. I need you till Friday if that's okay.
Wake up to Red FM Breakfast with KC.
I wake up early every morning.
Cork's Good Times.
Good time.
Red FM.
Dial Carol. How can I help you?
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
I'm not feeling very festive.
You're not feeling festive?
Can you sing me a song?
Okay, what do you want me to sing to you?
Can you do Shane McGowan and the Pogues and the Fairy Tale of New York?
I'm sorry, the Fairy Tale of New York, wait, what?
Shane McGowan and the Pogues with Kirsty MacColl.
Okay, let me see if anyone knows that song to you. We don't know that one.
You'll find the lyrics on the internet if you want to look them up.
You want me to look it up?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, what of New York? The
Fairy Tale of New York.
New York. Okay, hang on. Okay, if you start off, then I'll get the tune, and then we'll be able to sing with.
Okay, I'll do the Shane McGowan bits. You do the Kirsty bits, okay?
Oh, we're Shane. He's Kirsty.
First Christmas is, babe, in the drunk tanks, and my sins me while seeing the wrong and having Christmas. Your bit.
Came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, babe. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true. Lying there, dead on the drip in that bed.
Scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy, happy Christmas.
You scumbag, you maggot, you're cheap and you're haggard. Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
I pray God it's our last. Oh, sorry.
Love you, baby.
I heard that song before, I was just making it up.
Go away, you messer, you were not making it up. That was brilliant.
Oh, well, I was just reading the words. I didn't know the tune.
No, that was spot on. Go listen, Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks very much, bye.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
No messing. The original and best. That's how we do it.
What, KSC, kid? No, that's what we're talking about, kid.
Sing it, buddy.
Pray for the other one. I'm going to crash the bank shop. You can't beat the original.
Have a good day today. Neil's on the way next. We'll see you in the morning. Thanks for listening.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream more football than ever with the Premier League, Champions League and Europa League with Now. Working at